Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a theory about why England lost the rugby.
Have you? You've got a rugby theory, have you?
It's not often I come up with a rugby theory.
This'll be interesting. I'll sit back and listen to this one.
Right, the South African team, yeah?
Yeah.
Had a message of good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Guess from who? Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Here it is.
We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home. Go, Springboks. Go.
Mm-hmm.
God, that would fire you up, wouldn't it? Before you went on...
Give you goosebumps and everything.
Sat there in the dressing room. You're about to go on and play rugby on the pitch.
Nelson on the pitch, yes, well done.
And Nelson Mandela does a message.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home. Go, Springboks. Go.
And then next door, right, the England team sat there in their dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all fired up, getting ready for the old match.
Yeah.
And they get this message.
Hi, this is Denise Van Outen, and I'd like to wish our rugby boys the best of luck. Go get 'em, fellas.
That's my theory. They get Nelson Mandela, right?
Yeah.
England get Denise Van Outen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home. Go, Springboks. Go.
Go get 'em, fellas. Radio 1
Podcasts. My friend went to Stockholm last week.
Okay.
Right? Sent me an email today saying it was really nice. Lots of blonde lovelies everywhere. Really good weather. Mm. And he's like, I tried a fish and you have to... They have to urinate on it before you eat it. And he says...
Who do?
The Swedish.
Right.
Right? And then he says... Apparently, it's part of the fermenting process. The smell is horrendous. That's an actual quote from the email. And then he sent me a Wikipedia kind of link about the Swedish fish.
Right.
And he's put, I think this is it, but it doesn't mention the weeing part. Now, I have searched the internet this afternoon, right?
Mm.
I can find loads of things about Sweden's national dish that smells of rotting rubbish. I can't find anywhere where it says that you have to wee on it.
Do you think the Swedish people were just winding him up?
I think they made it up.
Brilliant.
I don't actually think you have to wee on it at all. So someone weed on some fish
and
that smelled horrible, and he ate it.
Ah.
And some Swedish person was like, yes, this is what we do in Sweden. Eat that. Just weed on it. Have a taste of that. I just don't think they liked him very much.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, while the South African team, right, in their dressing room, listening to a message, an inspirational message from former President Nelson Mandela...
Go, Springboks, go.
Tell me, okay, the England team would not be fired up listening to this in their dressing room.
I'm James May. I'm a well-known wine connoisseur, critic, writer and wine television presenter. Enjoyed the rugby immensely last week on the radio. Don't understand the rules of rugby entirely. That makes it even harder to listen to on the radio. But I think we won. And, well, you better do it again, really. Good luck. And you've got to kick it over the horizontal bar between the two upright ones.
Right, brilliant. A man that knows clearly nothing about rugby... giving an inspirational message to the England rugby team.
Johnny Wilkerson would have appreciated the last tip, though, wouldn't
he? Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Because some people are saying, not only did Denise Van Outen do one, but they did have some others as well. Absolutely, I've got them right here. Yes, I have. Some of our listeners would prefer to have a message from Denise Van Outen than from former President of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, though.
Yeah, interesting.
That would fire them up if they were in the team.
Denise rather than Nelson.
Right, imagine it, okay? You can hear the roar of the crowd outside. This is the biggest moment of your career, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The boss comes in and says, fellas, right, it's almost time. But before that, I've got something to play you. And here it is.
This is Bruce Forsyth with a message for the English rugby team. I hope I can say tonight, didn't you do well?
Podcast.
How can I help?
Basically, what you got told about this fish... being peed on. That is pretty much rubbish.
It's rubbish?
Yeah. I think someone was winding him up.
How do you know that it's rubbish?
Because I'm Swedish myself.
Okay, and you've never weed on any fish and then ate it?
No, actually. Surprisingly, no.
So some crazy Swedish person was having my friend on. He goes to Stockholm.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, we always wee on the fish. And then...
Yeah, no. Well, in my experience, no.
Oh, he ate it as well. The fool.
Some people are texting and saying it's Icelandic people that wee on it, particularly on shark meat to preserve it.
Yeah, it's definitely not Swedish people, though. I do really think they'd set it in IKEA as well. They wouldn't really, would they? Can you imagine?
I missed that. What, they'll wee in IKEA?
No, they'll probably sell it in IKEA. Oh, right. IKEA's Swedish, because they sell lots of Swedish food.
Please tell me they don't wee on the hot dogs.
I really hope they don't.
Oh, that would be awful.
I've eaten so many IKEA hot dogs over the years. They better not wee on the hot dogs.
No, I'm sure they don't.
They don't wee on the hot dogs, Chopper.
Is that news just in?
I've just heard
from
it.
The lawyers.
IKEA headquarters. Radio 1 Podcast. Oh, this is a bad one. This guy sounds like a real nice bloke. Why would you give him the Flirt Divert number?
Hiya, Jess. It's only David. Thanks for last night. I know it's a wee bit early, but I did make you some toast, some cereals, and a nice cup of Charlie. Hope you like that. Give me a text and I'll give you a call back. Unbelievable, baby. Zala.
Right, see, what I think is something's happened there between them, right?
Right.
And he, in the morning, has left us some nice breakfast. And then he's been, well, he's called her like 5 minutes later after leaving the house. Too keen, you see? Too keen. Keeno, that's what you are. Keeno.
That's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Also, listen to the breakfast details.
I did make you some toast, some cereals, and a nice cup of Charlie.
Toasts? Plural.
Mm.
Cereals.
Plural.
Not cereal.
See?
Yeah.
So maybe more he left than one. Those mini selection boxes to choose from.
He's clearly got one of them multi-packs with those little boxes of cereals. So she had to choose from, like, cornflakes, bran flakes, Cheerios, golden Grahams.
Hang on a minute. So he's gone on a night out with a multi-pack of little cereals.
Yep. Special K, the
one
at the end.
Gone back to hers.
Yep.
Taken them out of his bag.
Yep.
And left them...
That's right.
This kind of a bit presumptuous that you're going to pull, isn't it? Taking a mini selection box on a night out.
I might try that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to go out with you carrying a little mini box of cereals around with you for the night, just on the off chance you might pull.
Just in case. It's the new condom, isn't it?
It probably isn't, actually, just in case anybody's thinking. I don't want to go all surgery on everybody, but, you know, don't stick a Rice Krispie on your wanger.
No, don't do that.
Expecting everything to be all right, because it won't work.
Absolutely.
Can I just say as well, it would need more than one Rice Krispie, obviously.
And can I also point out that in no way is a cereal multipack...
No.
..a replacement for a condom.
No. Have you ever tried getting a golden
kids.
Graham
Play
on
safe.
You?
What?
Have you tried getting a golden grab on your work?
Not at all.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, who's that?
It's Stella.
Who?
Stella.
Hiya, Stella, you're right.
Yes, thank you.
What's going on?
We went to a McFly gig this morning in Halifax.
They were on this morning in Halifax? God, they work hard.
And we were queuing since 7 in the morning, and then it got to like 1, and then they said it was cancelled.
Oh no!
Got a cough.
Oh no!
I know.
And you've been queuing since 7 o'clock in the cold.
Yeah, it was freezing. We had sleeping bags and everything.
And where's the gig, Bradford?
Halifax.
Oh, is it okay?
I never heard of it until now.
What? You've never heard of Halifax?
No, I thought it was a bank.
Really? Yeah. Wow. So you went all the way to somewhere you've never heard of, and it's not on?
Yeah.
Have they given a reason?
Yeah, because Tom has a cough.
He's got a cough, huh?
He's lost his voice.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's no reason.
Well, it is.
Well, it's a bit difficult for him to sing, isn't it?
What?
It's a bit difficult for him to sing.
If he's lost his voice, he won't be able to sing.
But could have sung and we could have sung.
What, you could have sung?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then we went to their tour bus and we got plectrums.
You got plectrums?
We went, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
What?
To play a guitar with.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but they wouldn't give us their guitars.
Oh, did you ask for their guitars and they didn't hand them over?
Yeah, yeah.
The Paul O'Grady.
They need them for a show.
Oh. That's a shame.
You're quite demanding, aren't you?
God. High maintenance.
Sounds like you're never happy.
Well, I'm sorry you've had a wasted journey.
It's okay, we're off to Birmingham now to a signing. We have to sleep overnight there as well.
Oh, God. 2 days in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, what about if I played The Heart Never Lies? Would that kind of help?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
You're better than Chris Moyles.
Did you tell her to say that?
No.
Are you sure?
I really didn't.
Sure.
No, I didn't. Radio 1 Podcast. Thank you for being on innuendo bingo duty while I've been away.
Pleasure.
Not you. This from Edith's show on Friday, where she appeared to be doing some kind of cookery spot with Greg James off of Radio 1's Early Breakfast.
Tell Greg to put less syrup in and it will harden up.
And some more from that very same show.
It looked terrible. I didn't think it could
amazing.
Taste it, but it tasted all right.
It was incredibly
you know.
Moist.
Yeah.
Quite sure what made the moistness, but...
Thank you to everyone that spotted that and texted in or
There's
emailed me.
Wrong about that one.
And also, innuendo bingo aplenty this morning on BBC Breakfast News, of all places, where they were talking, I think, about Strictly Come Dancing.
Ah! We all love Willy, you know, we all love Willy dearly.
What's that about? Podcast. Right, I found an amazing website.
Have you?
For our new game, okay. Romantic or Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we've said before on this show, blokes have got this thing where sometimes instead of buying a girl flowers or chocolates, they think... The way to prove their love to their girl is to write them a song and sing it and play it themselves.
Yeah.
And some girls sent in some songs, which we played, that have been made by their boyfriends mm-hmm. or people that wanted to be their boyfriend, like this. I can't avoid the things that remind me of you. I can't describe the feelings I had for you. It's gonna feel so strange. In their heads, they're thinking the girl will then go, oh, that's so romantic. He's made me a song. He's playing it himself and singing. If ever you're down, if you're out of a friend, just know I'll be there to talk to you. Yeah, she's going to be putty in my hands now. Because the bloke has probably at some point heard them go, oh, that's so sweet. If only someone would write me a song like that. Thing is, you don't have to be able to play the guitar or sing or anything now, because there is a company, there is a website that will do it for you.
Right.
Okay, for a small fee. It's called songforsomeone.com, and they do a personalised song for your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Oh, God.
And it's brilliant. Would you like to hear one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they've got a few examples on their website, and this is for someone's boyfriend. Have a listen. The stars are bright, the world is right, now that Lee is here. Lee? Now that Lee is here?
Mm.
Right, before all the Lees text in, obviously there's nothing wrong with the name Lee, it's a brilliant name, but it's not a name that you hear in a lot of songs, is it, Lee?
Well, that's what makes it more personal.
Name
I
me another
imagine.
Song that mentions Lee.
There isn't I can't off the top of my head.
There's none, is there? None. But there's never been one.
No, I don't.
It just doesn't lend itself, does it, to songs? Mm. But this company, they will sing any name you want. So you can woo them without having to, you know, sing or play guitar yourself.
Right. So they just put a name into a song.
Well, that's the thing. I'll get to that bit in a minute.
Right.
All you have to do is... You fill in a form saying where you met and what you think of them and what kind of relationship you have with them, and then they do the rest.
Right.
Pretty good. And they kind of incorporate it into the song. It's really clever. Would you like to hear a little bit more of Now That Lee Is Here?
Yes.
Right, okay. Obviously, they filled in the form about where they met, if you listen to this carefully. When I met him at art school. Obviously, but put on the form, where did you meet? At school. That my prayers had just been answered. Cupid smiled on me. he's not.
Lovely Lee. Now that Lee is
here. Presumably now that Lee is here.
You have to put eye colour on the form as well, because they knew that it had blue eyes.
Yeah, you do have to, that is one of the things you have to put on.
How could you forget that Tenacious D have a song called Lee?
Oh, yeah, they do, don't they?
Come on.
Okay, that's one then. Valerie Lee doesn't count.
Right. JCB song mentions Bruce Lee.
That's not the same.
Well, it's the word Lee.
I'll let you have Tenacious D. I'm not... No. No.
Right. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Would you like to hear one where they met on a bus? You want to hear that one?
Yeah, please. When I met her on a bus
ride, it was plain to see. They will sing anything. Just fill in the form. When I met her in a chip shop. Anything.
Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me... Yeah. There's a bit on the form where they ask your hobbies, right? Yeah. But I don't think that they've been going out for very long. So she's put this on, and it's ended up in the song because she doesn't really know his actual hobbies. I get so happy in the presence of Harry. We go together just like bitches and right.
Right.
Okay. Would you like to hear the hobbies bit?
I would now, yeah.
Okay, good. When he's drinking wine, he's happy. I'm happy to be there. She doesn't know what his hobbies are, so she's put drinking wine down, and it's ended up in the song.
This is definitely for somebody called Harry.
This is for Harry, yeah.
Right, okay.
I think it's creepy, ain't romantic at all. They're trying to be romantic, but it's horrible.
He's like a curious puzzle, is Harry. Did she put that down as well?
Yeah.
Or is that just their standard lyric?
What is Harry like? A curious puzzle. Of course, I have put my order in to do one about you.
Have you?
Well, of course I have.
Right.
Chappers doesn't scam very well at all, I tell you. I've seen the lyrics, and it's quite special.
You've actually spent money on doing a song for me.
Yeah. It? It's going to be one of those, obviously, because you can...
That's all right.
Is that all right?
Am I going to be like a curious puzzle? This is a
podcast from BBC Radio 1. Catherine has been on, saying, this is all your fault, Scott. On Friday... We were pulling over to let my son out the car so he could walk the rest of the way to school, and we noticed a BBC Radio Kent van pulled up on the road. A massive aerial was poking out the roof, and a reporter was standing on the curb, microphone in hand, earphones on. Ollie, my son, 13, looked at me and said, "What do you reckon, a bit of Matt Damon?" To which I replied, "No, you can't." As he got out the car, I don't know what came over me, but I said the fateful words, "Okay, I dare you." As he came level with the van, I could hear the resounding yell of "Matt Damon." The bloke looked really confused and had to repeat the sentence again. And she's actually attached it so that we can hear this now. So there's a guy doing a report, okay, on Radio Kent. You have to listen really carefully. You can hear it in the background at the end of this clip.
The healthcare report highlighted how patients were being told to go in their beds for the want of commodes. Mm. And also, the same person has
I like that. Obviously, we can't condone that kind of thing.
Because
it would be awful if, like, you saw a news van or something from BBC News 24 or Sky News and someone went, "Nah, nah," that would be good.
If you see 24-hour TV news or sports...
Don't do that.
...reporters, don't do
it on
that
TV.
In the background whilst they're reporting. That'd be awful. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.